You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 38.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can also sign up at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Sergu, who is the CEO and co-founder of Vicely. And it's a compelling solution, really, that offers meaningful and effective kind of product recommendations for Shopify store owners and their visitors. And he's going to talk about kind of how to optimize the conversion rate and increase customer engagement kind of with relevant product recommendations. So it's a great episode. So let's jump in. Hi, Sergu, and welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Nice to talk to you.
On a high level, let's talk about Vicely and this solution and kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Vicely is a product recommendation platform. Essentially, it personalizes the shopping experience for your website visitors with various widgets strategically placed on the different pages on your website. In other words, like with a growing catalog size and, you know, shrinking attention span, it becomes difficult to anchor your customers' attention from the first moment they enter your web store. And Vicely helps with that. It nudges your customers with the right product recommendations placed on the right spots. And as a result, it increases the revenue of your store by roughly 10 to 30%, depending on the business profile of your Shopify store.
Yeah, believe me, everybody wants increased revenue for sure and increased conversion rate. They're always trying to come up with the next strategy and tactic. And I think, you know, hopefully those are listening today, you're going to learn that if you're only implementing some of the basics that maybe are built into your theme about maybe previously viewed and some basic recommendations, I think you're going to be surprised and happy you listened to today's episode because it's going to really inform you about the amount of money that's being left on the table based on the traffic that's driving to your site. Currently, there's always ways of increasing a conversion rate, and this is a compelling solution that I know is helping a lot of large brands on Shopify, like in Shopify Plus, and lots of other brands are using this solution. So let's talk about your journey first, about so far, I guess, leading up to launching Vicely.
Yeah, so our team has been working together as e-commerce consultants many years prior to building Vicely. And we were mainly building e-commerce websites on different platforms, not just Shopify, but, you know, other platforms as well. And over these years, we've, you know, noticed that this recurring problem that our customers faced, and it was like how to decrease bounce rate, how to increase customer engagement, and ultimately conversion rate. And personalization platform with a product recommendation widget strategically placed on your website definitely help. And this is why we decided to build Vicely. And we started in 2017, released our app on Shopify Marketplace. And since then, we've been growing steadily.
Yeah, I've noticed that growth. I have an opportunity actually to sometimes go into any clients and merchants that I have an opportunity to work with and doing an app audit. And I've noticed a few merchants that I had an opportunity to work with that they had this solution connected. And that's the whole reason why I decided to have you on the show today was that, you know, they vetted it, made a decision to use it, and are seeing kind of an incremental lift in their, you know, their revenue and lifetime value because of having this installed. So let's get into some of the specifics then. I know it works, but for those listening, how can it help a Shopify entrepreneur? Like, what exactly does Vicely do and, you know, product discoverability and how does it increase revenue?
Sure. So let's say a customer journey starts with, you know, visiting your store's homepage. Here, Vicely can display trending now widget. Now, this one will outline most viewed products in the last 6, 12, or 24 hours. If any of your products from the catalog becomes highly popular in the last hours for whatever reason, this will get reflected in widget. and will redirect more visitors to their respective pages. Once on the product page, Wisely provides the You May Also Like widget, and this one is the most complex one. I recommend putting it below the product image and description, and actually widget placement is quite important. Behind the scenes, it will get populated, the widget will get populated from with products from various sources. We have built an A/B testing engine that will automatically find the best algorithm for your store, so you don't have to worry about configuring the engine. It runs on autopilot. Yeah, You May Also Like widget will make customers view and click on twice as many products during a web session. And these are like the real numbers that we've got from our current customers. So by enabling it on your product page, you will get a twofold increase in engagement, which will eventually decrease your bounce rate. Next, in the customer journey, if we get back to the customer journey, is the cart page. So when your customer navigates to the cart page, Wisely displays the frequently bought together widget. This one will show what other customers also bought with the products that you already have in the cart. So frequently bought together widget works very well. It often shows complementing products, incentivizing the customer to add more products to the cart. So as you can see, that the Wisely provides relevant widgets on every step in the customer journey.
Yeah, I know. I had an opportunity to try that out too. I know your demo store, which I'll have a link in the show notes. It's a pretty compelling solution from the cart side. So you added I added address to the cart, and I guess it's almost an Ajax cart. So it pops open, and then on the right hand side, and it has other recommended products to be able to add it on. You know, it could be an accessory item, or to complete the look by adding the shoes or the belt or whatever it is. Quite interesting that it was available in the cart, because maybe it's possible based on time on site that they have not had a chance to see other recommended products, other things that have been purchased together by others, or even the store owners made a decision that, hey, this dress goes really well with this, this, and this. And then, either through an algorithm or manually showing it, pretty compelling in the cart. And you're like, yeah, I like that. Because I think a lot of women that are, let's say, shopping for a dress, they, are going to add a bunch of items to the cart and then remove ones they don't want as part of their kind. It's like shopping in retail. When you walk in, you start grabbing a few pieces and then eventually go to the change room to try it on. And I think a lot of people are doing the same thing where they're adding quite a few items to the cart. So talk about an interesting discoverability of there's the dress, but here's complementary products all live within the cart from an engine. Like, it's really impressive.
Yes. So this is actually the core algorithm personalizes the experience for like any visitor of your website. And if, let's say, your customers is a high spender and prefers to buy high-end products, then the widget will adapt to that and will provide complementary products that are also in this high spending price range.
So let's talk about retention, because I think I agree with you. Having these widgets in the correct locations and understanding that whole customer journey all the way through to the cart, I think this is pretty powerful, having that available. Now, let's just say, I'm just trying to make a case here. So let's say that someone adds something to the shopping cart, they place an order. What does Wisely do, like, kind of after the fact? Like, is there a way of kind of engaging with the customer post-transaction?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of Shopify store owners are struggling in bringing customers back to their websites. And there are a couple of ways you can do this. Shopify transactional emails, like thank you email, can help with that. Wisely is able to display recommendations in these emails, taking into account the purchase that the customer made. This is one way. Another way, if you're using MailChimp or Klaviyo as your marketing tool, we also provide email recommendations that you can easily integrate with these major marketing providers. So if you need to embed personalized recommendations into an email campaign, you can easily do this with Wisely. Actually, we recently released this feature. It's a new one. And our customers are delighted with it.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's, unfortunately, that's kind of what happens most brands right now. You get the order confirmation page, and it's pretty straightforward as far as the emails being sent out, or even the landing page, like the thank you page. I know there's been some solutions that have been released recently that are allowing people to improve the conversion rate of the thank you page and or the thank you email. So it's great that you're able to embed your widgets through some email service providers to be able to have other recommendations and thank you for your order. And just so you know, here's a few other popular and other recommended items along the way. As you wait for your dress to arrive, here's a couple other things that you can put on your wish list. So it's great. Yes. I love it. Love it. So there's lots of other pages that are obviously built inside of Shopify, not just product and collection kind of pages in the homepage. Can you kind of share maybe that overall experience about other content pages? Does Vicely kind of work with those like blog posts and articles and other landing pages? Can those be integrated into discoverability?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can use, you know, there are other widgets as well, like most popular new arrivals. And you can put them into this. These are kind of simple widgets, but you can put them in specific content pages where, you know, your customer will be reading an article or a blog post. You know, you can have right away on bottom, you can have widgets that will incentivize him to view any products that are displayed there. Aside of that, also that we recommend putting these widgets like most popular new arrival on 404 page. Sometimes you might have a broken link or something, and you know, you rather display a product recommendation rather than just a blank page. So it's definitely a good place to put a product recommendation widget as well.
Very cool. I know content, you know, and a content hub is a really important strategy for a lot of brands, you know, from that acquisition, the kind of awareness and consideration phase of a brand. You know, people like visual content discoverability, you know, through Instagram, but through blog posts, I find a lot of people having a lot of success. It really adds a lot of flavor, some brand experience. And, you know, by having something produced and there, at least it's discoverable as part of their journey. Like, you know, maybe the dress got shown on Instagram and they link back to the brand, but they don't know anything about it other than just seeing the dress. And as they continue in their journey on the site, sounds compelling to me that as they're looking at that product, and then they have other related topics that have been produced by the brand available through widgets underneath. That's very interesting, very WordPressy. You know, in the blogging sphere, that's what you do to keep time on site and the dwell time on it. And, you know, you might be also interested in these other articles that are related to what you've just read. And I think that's a pretty compelling widget to have. So you mentioned You May Like widget kind of recommends products on the product page. Can you kind of talk about the mechanism that drives that recommendation?
You know, there are various algorithms that we employ behind the scenes in order to generate recommendations on the product page. One is natural language processing, where we extract most relevant words from product name and description, like nouns and adjectives. Afterwards, we can search for similar products that will be shown in recommendations, comparing to the one that you're looking at right now. Next is customer who bought this also bought that algorithm. It's been popularized by Amazon. This one will look for products that were bought together and will find ones that customer might be interested in. Specifically, this algorithm finds complementing products. And finally, we have image-based recommendations. This one is handy for web stores that are selling fashion and apparel. We analyze the product image and look for similar products by color, material, and style. And at the end, most importantly, all these three sources are A-B tested against each other, and we are looking for the winner so that the algorithm essentially runs on autopilot. And the best thing is that these algorithms, they evolve over time. So let's say you're just starting with Shopify or migrating your store to Shopify platform. That's not a problem, because content and image-based recommendations will do their best to solve the cold start problem when you don't have enough purchases in the system so that we can find complementing products. But once you get more purchases, customers who bought this also bought that, and customers who bought this also viewed that, these algorithms will get involved more and more in the recommendations. You don't have to actually get involved in this, because this happens automatically.
I've noticed too, kind of a side topic, but Pinterest and the Pinterest lens feature that's about, it sounds like it's an emerging technology. And I think a lot of people in that sphere are trying to solve that problem. Are you familiar with Pinterest lens and kind of how they're doing it? When you click on something and there's a click the lens icon, and then it finds what they believe with their engine of other similar images in relation to what it is that they're looking at?
Yeah, there are also, you know, other companies right now. I think eBay has launched a reverse image search last year, where you can upload an image into their website and it will search for similar products by the image. It's indeed an emerging technology, and we already employ that in our algorithm, like image-based recommendations. So when we look at the image, we can identify its color, its material. It depends on the quality, but the algorithm does a lot of job in order to extract the most important labels. And then once that we have that, we can complement, you know, other products that are similar from, you know, this from this labeling perspective. So we've seen very interesting pairs, which actually works like an automatic fashion, you know, salesman.
Yeah. No, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's, like I said, I know it's an emerging thing because I use Pinterest quite a bit. And that's one thing. I used it recently, even over the holiday season, and making a crafts for the kids and trying to get some crafting ideas and paper plates. And then, so I found a really nice paper plate craft. I clicked on the Pinterest lens, then all of a sudden it's showing other paper plate crafts that could be potentially I could use, right? And have with the kids and stuff. So definitely an emerging technology. It's fantastic that it's built into Vicely right now. So hopefully people have noted that, that when you hopefully get a trial of this and give it a whirl, that is a very unique selling proposition for this particular solution that I've not seen in other solutions that attempt to solve this conversion problem and lifetime value and average order value. I do know that Shopify Store, they definitely are investing a lot kind of in the resources of their brand. And like I said, I mentioned before that I have an opportunity to see a lot of the third-party apps and stuff that are inside most brands. And, you know, if you're a few years on the platform, I'm shocked sometimes at 20 and 30 or more apps. I don't want to say that it's duct taped together, but I think over time, that's kind of what happens where, you know, a certain app is installed to kind of solve one particular problem and they kind of don't want to get rid of it because they don't know how what's going to happen if they do get rid of it. And they keep adding on more, the flavor of the month, flavor of the year, and they keep adding more things on. And so let's talk about these apps altogether. I guess there's a negative side to that of them not talking to each other and things breaking. And so like, why is Vicely a little bit different in kind of how it works in relation to the widgets and different things?
Yeah, exactly. We've built our widgets with a mobile first design in mind. The design is actually minimalist and that it blends seamlessly in any theme you have. And for our business plan, we also provide the concierge onboarding where we configure the widget specifically for your theme at no cost. So some of our best customers, having design agencies that work on the UI, this is not an issue for us. We can work with them, with the agency, to make sure the design fits perfectly your store. Also, the widget can be completely customized, so that the website visitors, they will not be able to differentiate between Vicely widgets and look and feel of your store. This is actually quite important because sometimes when you look at other product recommendation engines and other apps, by just looking at the widget, you can exactly tell which app is that providing that widget. So Vicely is not that, doesn't work this way. So we blend seamlessly into the theme. This is quite important for us. And we also make sure that the recommendations are loaded blazingly fast. Page load time is one of our top priorities, and we make sure that it's blazing fast.
Yeah, definitely from an SEO perspective, and I think they say what the conversion, the bounce rate for every second longer it takes to load a website is a bad user experience and overall kills conversion, and that's a major topic that comes up quite a bit. How do I speed my site up? Like, you know, how do I get it, you know, sub 5 seconds, sub 3 seconds to load the homepage? How do I do that? And, you know, there's lots of JavaScript and lots of things that can be sequenced in order that are not important. They can be pushed to later, kind of loading after the fact. But yeah, it's quite challenging. I've even seen recently a map of, you know, let's say an average store and, you know, that has, you know, let's say 20 apps in it, there's like 50 to 60 calls. And there's also dependencies upon dependencies of these apps and other connections that they have. And it definitely has a negative impact on the overall load time. And, you know, obviously Shopify is running on a CDN and they've got, you know, they're fine-tuned the best that they can from what they're doing. But it's these third-party connections that are causing a lot of the issues. So it's great to hear that you're light and seamless and matching because the, you know, this minimalist design. I think it's a really great concept along with, hey, if we wanted to deal with an agency partner, there are ways of modifying the layouts of these widgets to completely and tightly match the brand voice of, you know, the brand when needed. So let's talk about some of the competitors because, you know, we touched on it briefly that, you know, we're not the only recommendation engine out there in the marketplace, and it's pretty easy to go to the app store and kind of type these sort of upsell, cross-sell-y, kind of previously viewed, kind of you can use all the keywords you want. I'm sure everybody that's listening can find a lot of them, but you know who they are. So can you share what makes Vicely different to the market?
Yeah, sure. There are a couple of things that differentiate us. So first, you will not have to spend hours in the back office to configure the engine, so it starts generating revenue for you. Vicely runs on autopilot. This is the most important bit for us. And with the dynamic nature of the recommendations, they will adapt to your web store profile, to seasoned nature of your business, or you know, to new arrivals that you add to your store. Also, we closely monitor the performance metrics for Vicely. So if we see any anomalies like drops in conversion or customer engagement, we'll notify you and troubleshoot the issue. Next, I think most importantly, we do not charge a percentage-based value from the revenue generating by Vicely. We completely understand the importance of having a predictable budget for the apps. Thus, our price plans are fixed price. And finally, our recommendation engine is completely transparent. We do provide an explainer page in the back office where you can select a product and understand why other products are recommended together, why they're linked together. There is no magic in the algorithms. Everything is outlined in the explainer. And we have like established brands like Rothy's and Popsockets that use us. And you can, go and visit our Shopify App Store page and go through the reviews. Other established brands have left positive reviews for us. It's customer support is very important for us. And we make sure we can work weeks with you so that the widget style, the products that are linked together, the complementing products are the ones and that you intend to show and ones that you are completely happy with. So these are things that makes us different.
Yeah, it's pretty compelling because I think there's two things that I was just thinking of as you're mentioning it. Definitely a percentage base. So that would almost be the topic of the month would be like performance marketing, implying that this solution or like other solutions that are on the market, they'll charge a percentage based on what they believe to being how effective they have been. If it's a last click attribution and then the sale has happened because of the placement of these widgets and then taking a slice of the pie for that. And so, fine, they could argue, well, you grow, we grow. Okay, fair enough. But on the flip side though, then at some point, these widgets are in their locations doing what it is that they need to do. And they don't need to piggyback off of the success. They should, buy into the service, enjoy what it is that the app is doing. And then it grows just because you're offering a great service. So that part I get. And then the other part that I kind of want to talk about, let's suppose, I do like the idea of being able to see why it is through the explainer part in the back office to why certain things have been recommended and previously viewed and all. I get all that. But what happens if a merchant wants, and there's a lot of reasons why, and it could be stock that's getting low. It's clearance stuff, things that you just want to move out. Maybe you got a better price from the wholesaler and you're trying to like some manual override. So can you kind of talk about that? Like, because the recommendation widget is going to do its thing. But you're like, no. I've got 100 of the size 2 that I really need to get rid of. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the explainer page, you can select a product and override the recommendations by either, excluding other products from the list or pinning products that you would like to promote together. A good example might be, a gift card. If you don't want a gift card getting recommended, obviously, you can just exclude it. As to the niche markets, Vicely can accommodate to any specific rules that you may want to apply. As an example, like nutrition shops, certain vitamin packs have to be taken with other health supplements. This is like a very specific rule. These additional recommendation rules are sometimes required. You as a store owner know, you may know better which products are prescribed together. So just drop us a notice and which custom rules you would like to apply, and we'll do that for you.
So let's talk about the roadmap. I think, obviously, you have a lot of great widgets and a lot of great Shopify, even Shopify Plus brands that have vetted what's out there in the market, have made a decision to use Vicely, and they're successful at it. And so, but as you know, with a product, you have to constantly be iterating on it. So can you talk about what the plans are for 2019?
Yeah, sure. So we're actively working on building personalized search. So we're actually rolling out Vicely search in private beta for some of our customers. It employs similar algorithms from product recommendations tailored for search. Relevant search actually is one of the most important features for e-commerce websites, and Vicely Search will provide that. Actually, when we started with product recommendations, and we've you know, build the engine that employs different algorithms. And we've decided that next big step is actually provide search, which is incredibly important because when a customer searches something on your website, it's very important to provide him the right result on top, because otherwise he will lose interest and will just close the browser and will go shop somewhere else. So Wisely Search will do its best to essentially increase conversion rate and actually decrease bounce rate.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Those conversations come up. I know the core search functionality that's built into Shopify is basic and kind of does what it needs to do. But when you look at other different types of more advanced search solutions out there, yeah, they really do offer a great kind of autocomplete and recommendation engine, collections, content, customer service related type links as part of a dropdown. I think it's exciting that that's kind of where it's headed, because I think that's almost like a 1-2 punch. It's the search part, and that's kind of the discoverability, and then the on-page merchandising and recommendation engines based on all of that. So excited for that to happen in 2019, to have those together. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So we are nearing the end of the show, but do you have any kind of closing comments or any kind of takeaways that you would like to leave with the listeners today?
Yeah, sure. So if you're running a Shopify store and you are, you know, willing to increase your customer engagement and ultimately revenue, you should definitely consider adding a product recommendation to your store. Recommendations, like, they decrease bounce rate. They work as an automated salesman for your site. Any e-commerce store actually that has more than 50 products can hugely benefit of it. And since the recommendations are personalized, your store will essentially adapt to your website visitors. It will look different for different visitors. So go install Wisely now and you'll get a 30% increase in revenue next month. So online shopping experience is much better with Wisely.
Yeah, no, that I would agree. I think, you know, I think people are confused. Some brands, some store owners are confused about what sort of widgets and things that are built into themes, and they are very stripped down and basic. And so I implore you that if you're listening to this show today and you really are looking to increase your revenue, this is, you know, a part of your digital marketing framework or your sales funnel is, you know, the acquisition part is, you know, driving the awareness and consideration for your brand and getting them coming to your store. If it's Facebook, word of mouth, however they're getting there, they're coming to your store. It's now, what can we do? How do we convert more of those site visitors into customers? That's the conversion part of it. And I think that's what Wisely does well. So how can people learn more about the Wisely app?
Yeah, so you can visit Shopify App Store and search for Wisely. Wisely. It's located at apps.shopify.com/wisely. We also have a demo store. It's demo.wisely.io, and our main page, it's wisely.io, where you can read through all the features that we provide and also some of the reviews and some of the benefits of having Wisely on your store.
Yeah, and you mentioned before we were recording, the current deal right now with Wisely right now is a 14-day trial. But because you're a listener of eCommerce Fastlane today, you are now offering a 30-day free trial. So how can users get access to that trial?
So yeah, once you install the app, you will be prompted a box where you can enter the Fastlane promo code, Fastlane. So that will extend your trial to 30 days.
I see. Perfect. And that'll give you an ample time. I mean, that's the key. I mean, hopefully you've learned today that if you're not using some kind of a recommendation engine, you're driving traffic to your website. And if you're not showing other related, recommended, trending, I mean, you know, all the widgets that are available, it's pretty impressive. If you actually go to the website and see the interactive demo that's available on the demo store, you can actually see on the right-hand side, you can see all the different types of recommendation widgets and how they actually work on a demo store. So I'll make sure that is in the show notes so you can actually try the interactive demo. Barring that, I ask that you should probably try it out. So if you're not using anything like this, add it to your store, use, like I said, that coupon code Fastlane, and try it out for your store for 30 days. There will be an incremental lift in conversions because of the recommendation engine, and make sure that you go back into the product and take a look at the explainer in the back office to see why and what it's recommending for your products and your customer's journey. So I think it's definitely worth the test for 30 days to try it out, and I think you'd be pleasantly surprised about the quality of extra revenue that you're going to get because of it. So Well, Sergio, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Once again, thank you for finally syncing our calendars and getting on this call today. I think you've shared a lot of great information. I'm excited for what 2019 is going to have for the product. I'm excited for what it can do today. And it's obviously a lot of Plus merchants have made the choice. A lot of hundreds of other merchants have made the choice to use the solution. So, you know, thanks for sharing your knowledge and your experience.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It was great talking to you.
All right. Have yourself a great day. So all the links mentioned on today's episode is available at ecommercefastlane.com/38 for episode 38. Now, I'd love to hear your feedback on the results after using the Vicely solution. So ping me on Twitter at Stephen Hutt or join thousands of other Shopify brands and entrepreneurs on the Thriving with Shopify Facebook page. And that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of this show, and it's my hope this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.